Kathy wants something really big, really special for the final. It's gotta be huge. Welcome, Junkheads. The day is here. It's finally the finals, and the stakes couldn't be higher. Whoever wins this one can truly call themselves King of the Junkyard. And they also get to walk away with the oily, grubby, and cheap trophy.
Because it's the final, our teams are in for a special treat. Their challenge is to build us some bombastic building bashers. We've laid our grubby mitts on 200-foot-long walls, which need to be demolished.
Each concrete wall is 12 feet high and 1 foot thick. The teams must demolish every brick in each of the 9 panels, right down to the white line.
From Florida to the finals, our first team are Latino lowriders, the Miami Gearheads. They're Frank, Anthony, and Captain Milton.
I'm the captain of the Miami Gearheads, and we have the best team there is.
We're looking forward just to have plain fun.
I'm from Venezuela. Frank is Cuban. Milton's from Puerto Rico. We got that Caribbean chemistry going on.
We are the Miami Gearheads.
And we're going back home with that trophy.
The Gearheads made their mark when they were the first to bridge the gap. And they flew through the semis to make it to today's finals. Guiding them in the way of destruction is Dan Jacobson. Dan's bashing brains have designed over 100 demolition crunchers, including one that eats Russian subs.
All right, let's go!
Tackling them for the trophy is our team of space scientists from Houston, the Rocket Men. Junkyard Calling, Jim, Tom, and Captain Mike.
We all work together at the NASA Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas.
And we help put people in space.
Yes, we are wizards.
The Rocket Men are going to sweep the series.
Failure's not an option.
Junkyard Wars, Houston won't have any trouble with this mission.
We are the Rocket Men.
The Rocket Men blasted their way through the first round with their jet-powered boat and were bang on target in the semi-finals with their torpedo. Helping them to level the place is Chief Destructor Tim Wilson. Tim runs his own demolition company and has pulverized everything from factories to skating rinks.
Yeah!
Rocket Man, are you ready?
Yeah!
Miami Gearheads, are you ready?
Yeah!
Now, the battles that you've waged so far have been mere slumber party pillow fights in comparison to what I have planned for you today. As much as you love to build and create, I know that deep down inside, each and every one of you is a craving. I'm talking about your appetite for destruction. I'll provide the wall. You build me something to knock it down. Your final Junkyard Wars challenge for all the marbles is build me a demolition machine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, teams, well, if you don't know the rules by now, you're probably finished. But just in case, it's 10 hours from when the junkyard gonger gongs. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Yeah. Go! Yeah.
From hydraulic crunchers to wrecking balls, there's no shortage of ideas to inspire our teams. So, before they start building, they'd better hammer out their plans.
Okay, Tim, so we have to knock down a wall. How do you propose we do it?
We're going to get an old flatbed truck, and we're going to build a framework on it with a pendulum and a wrecking ball. And then you're going to have a rope that'll tie to the engine. Come back up here, pull it back, and let her fly.
And so we'll just keep pounding down against the bottom of that wall until it knocks over.
Basically, what we'll do is we'll fracture the bottom of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we'll raise up and then start hitting the top.
The Rocket Men are going simple. Their idea is to build a portable wrecking ball. They'll use a V8 engine as the ball, suspend it from a frame, and pull it back with a motor-powered winch. When they let go, the engine will bash the wall to bits. To smash all the wall, they'll have to adjust the height of their ball. And to get about, the whole thing will have to be mounted on a truck. So the key to success is a sturdy frame, a powerful winch, and a working truck.
Okay, guys, so it sounds like we've got to get the flatbed early, and we've got to start getting the structural materials and along with chains and so forth.
What kind of experience do you guys have with hydraulics?
We have plenty of experience with hydraulics.
Expert Dan plans to exploit the Miami Gearhead's lowrider prowess.
We're going to build a jaw, and it's going to have a movable part in it connected to a cylinder. I'm going to drive the cylinder this way and crush the wall in between here. We got to mount this thing on a truck.
Okay.
We got to look for a truck out there that has hydraulics on it.
Expert Dan wants to build a hydraulic cruncher to munch its way down the wall. The jaw will be suspended from a frame with pulleys so it can eat the lowest bricks. And to get about, they'll have to plonk it all on a working truck. To power their cruncher, the truck will have to have hydraulics, and that means pistons, hoses and pumps. It's a neat plan, but this is the Gearheads, and the team are not convinced.
It's a demolition machine, but it's got to be fast. Why crushing the blocks when we can just knock them down? We'll have pumps, cylinders, some kind of a plate here, just push the wall down. Okay, guys, we have plan A and plan B, cruncher or pusher.
All right, you two head out and start scavenging, and we'll get ready here.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
All right, gang.
Let's go out.
Let's do it.
So they're off in the junkyard, where normal traffic rules don't apply. The Gearheads are wasting no time. Frank has already found an ideal truck, but it's got a big problem.
Anthony, try to see if you find
another truck that runs, because I don't think this truck runs. So I'm going to still work on it, but
just keep your eyes open if you find something else that runs.
Hot on their heels, the Rocketmen are also fired up and have found a perfect truck of their own.
Hey, Mike.
Go ahead, Tom.
We've got a truck.
Okay, see if it gets running. I have complete confidence in Jim.
He's the man.
Let's hope the Rocketmen have better luck starting theirs.
So the Destructathon is on. The teams have 10 hours to build their demolition machines. Can they do it? Stick around and...
Our two teams are in a tremendous tussle to see who can build the most monstrous, megalithic demolition machines. And time is ticking away.
In blue, the Rocketmen plan to build a wrecking ball machine.
Right there, Hercules.
They found the perfect truck to mount it on, but Jim doesn't know yet if it runs.
In the red corner, the Miami Gearheads are bravely going for a hydraulic basher. They've also found their perfect truck with hydraulics already attached. But the engine is as dead as can be, and Frank is desperately trying to resurrect it.
Frank, how are you doing with the truck?
I'm trying to get it hot-wired.
I don't even know if the battery's good, but let me try it first, man.
Rocketman Jim is also going for liftoff.
I think we'd want to do the same thing with the...
You said the truck is running? Is it running well?
You can listen to it in the background.
Sounds great.
Jim's desperate to return to mission control, even if it means taking half the junkyard with him.
Yeah!
The frame, the dead isn't good.
Have we got a trophy winning design in our hands?
I think we have definitely a championship design here in our hands if we find the parts.
Tell me about it. I can see a monstrous looking machine coming towards us. That is one handsome truck. So I take it this is what the whole thing's going to sit on.
You got it.
And it goes, which is a big plus.
That's a big plus.
Let me tell you about the design. We are building a portable wrecking ball.
What's the actual wrecking ball-y bit going to be?
We were originally talking about a V8 engine.
And the trick is we need something that's very stiff and rigid so that it doesn't absorb the energy when we hit the wall. So the wall goes down instead of us.
To pull back their V8 wrecking ball, the Rocketmen plan to use a motor-powered winch. They also have to build a sturdy frame out over the back of their truck so that the V8 hits the wall at the bottom of its swing. Though the design is tried and tested, the team may have trouble controlling their swinging V8. And if they miss the wall, there's the risk that the whole truck could topple over.
If we can make this work, it ought to be spectacular. It ought to knock that wall right down.
And is this quite pleasing to you? Because you normally probably spend all day with computers and, you know, silicon chips and all that malarkey.
I tell you, some good healthy destruction is good for the soul.
All right, I'll catch up with you in a while.
Thank you.
Things are looking grim for the Miami Gearheads. After 2 hours, Frank still can't get their truck working. The team is going nowhere.
We have this,
We
back
can.
At base, Milton is dreaming up even more plans.
Faster to build.
And you'll never guess what's next.
A wrecking ball.
Gearheads, Milton, Dan.
Hey.
Hi there.
We've got demolition machines today. What are you guys going to go with?
We have two or three different plans. This is a jaw. Just crunch the blocks from the top. We'll keep on biting on the wall.
So it would be, the wall would be like this, and this would come over the wall? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Keep crunching?
Start crunching the whole thing.
And you don't think that would be...
slow.
So we're looking at just a plain cylinder to punch the wall.
The Gearhead's new plan is a puncher. Like the old idea, it relies on hydraulics to pulverize the wall. The hydraulic power comes from a cylinder with a piston inside. When fluid is pumped in at one end, the piston moves out with tremendous force. The cylinder will need to be connected by hoses to a motor-powered pump and a fluid tank. But even the smallest leak could leave their puncher with no punch at all.
Your knowledge in hydraulics, is it going to help you here?
Is hydraulics
a lot.
I mean, yes, they are. There's big hydraulics, there's small hydraulics. They're all the same.
Yeah, and the gearheads are afraid of no hydraulics.
No.
Not at all.
Guys, good luck. I'm going to let you get at it, get back at the design.
See you in a while, Tyler.
Okay.
Out in the yard, Frank still can't get started.
I hate this, man, because now you sit here and I'm, you know, I want to start building stuff and we have to wait for them another hour, see if they can get a truck back.
Frank, give me a little bit of feedback
there.
Yeah, Milton, but I'm really in a sweaty bad mood.
I can't get it out of gear, man. There's no clutch. There's no clutch in this truck. There's no brakes. There's no clutch. There's nothing. What a start, boy.
About eye level?
With the gearhead stuck in neutral, the rocket men fire ahead. First up, the boys strip the truck.
There's way too much rust in this flatbed. We're going to back the truck out and tie the bed to something and pull us out from under the bed. And then we've got to build a new frame.
That's
there
cool.
You go, Jim.
Now step back.
Slow.
Bet Jim's never tried this in the NASA simulator.
Clear. There you go. Good job.
It's the finals.
A little excited.
I know, somewhat. I think, big and brutish.
I think we're more
good.
Excited than the team.
No, they're quite excited.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
They're crashing and bashing.
How are things going over with the rocket man?
I think they're really happy because they've had a couple of fiddly challenges, and this one is just like, you know, we're going to get in touch with our masculine side and just give it hell. So how about your lot? How are they getting on?
What they've settled on is a hydraulic puncher to punch the wall.
Oh, still
wall
hydraulic.
Over.
It's just we've had a slightly checkered history with hydraulics on this show.
That is true. I don't think it's going to be a problem this time because you've got the hydraulic masters.
Okay.
The Miami
the masters.
Gear.
Hydraulic yes. Florida machine.
At last, the gearheads have got their groove back as Frank gets his truck moving.
We have a truck. We have
it's
a truck.
Coming in backwards.
But all is not what it seems. The engine still doesn't work, and to get it to the workshop, it has to be pushed by our forklift.
Looking good, Frank.
It really would have been nice to drive it in here.
At least Dan can now get his hands dirty.
Demolition is big business. Each year, over 200,000 buildings are leveled in what has become a multi-billion dollar industry. And some of the biggest jobs around, like destroying the Dunes Casino in Las Vegas, have been done by today's judge. Ron Doquel is the doyen of demolition. With 40 years in the business, he's flattened 8,000 structures all over the world. Hey, Ron.
Tyler.
Good to have you aboard.
Thank you. It's fun to be here.
What makes a good demolition machine?
Reliability. The ones that pay off are the ones that don't break down.
First of all, let's start with the Miami Gearheads. They're going with the hydraulic idea.
The Miami Gearheads are getting a very slow start here. While I think they have a good plan, hydraulics are unreliable. And I think that'll be their biggest problem is avoiding a breakdown.
Let's talk about the Rocket Men. They're going with the traditional wrecking ball idea.
If the wrecking ball doesn't shake their platform, which is this old truck they managed to get, they'll be all right. Otherwise, every time the ball misses, the whole framework's going to do one of these, and we're going to find it'll take them too long to get ready to do the second hit.
Who do you put your money on, though, if you had to?
I'm going to put it right now on the Rocket Men, because I think the simplicity of design will keep them in that race the longest.
So simplicity could be the way to go.
It isn't a lot. are things.
Before serious building can take place, there's still some hardcore scavenging to be done.
Tom, this is Jim. Can you hear me? Come in. Tom, this is Jim. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that was good.
Tom, this is Jim. Can you hear me? You guys have any chain?
The Rocketmen have had a change of plan. Instead of using a V8 engine for their wrecking ball, they're going for these weights instead.
We should have done this earlier in the day.
And things are about to go from good to great.
What did you guys find?
It's like a winch assembly from a tow truck.
Might just work. Might just work.
With expert Tim's seal of approval, the new winch is dragged into the Rocketmen's lair.
Teams, you have 6 hours remaining. 6 hour time call, teams.
Okay.
And that moves the track up and down.
With nearly half the day gone, the gearheads are still coming up with new plans.
What I'm saying is, okay, do we go off the turntable and we'll build a pipe here with a bunch of spikes this way and we just move the turntable left and right? You understand what I'm saying?
I still worry about knocking down that bottom couple feet. The bottom part's going to be hard to do.
We do two things at once. We'll be pushing this down the wall from the top, piston here, knocking the bottom. That's it.
I think we got to do it. That should be plan B. We should do them both. We could do that. What do you think of that?
It's got to work.
What is the machine going to be now?
This whole piece of the truck spins around like a turntable.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Wow. So how are you going to make that turn into something to knock a wall down?
We're going to use this here.
Right.
So we'll push the wall down.
Well, so actually just lower that ram into the
wall. Yeah, we're going to weld some I-beams, some heavy steel, 10 feet high.
So when that
it's going to be
down,
like a wall of steel pushing, yes.
Oh, that's clever.
Then down here, we're going to have a piston that pushes the wall from the bottom.
So the final plan is to build hydraulic bashers and attach them to the stabilizers and turntable. These massive iron bars with teeth will knock the top of the wall to bits. To poke away at the bottom, the gearheads will mount a cylinder underneath the turntable. But if the bashers are to have any bash at all, the hydraulics on their truck better be up to scratch.
And have you actually tested the rams that are on this machine?
No.
Okay, so that's next job. Well, it's looking good. I can't wait to see it when it's at its next stage.
Cool.
We can just cut these off and use those if you want. Those will work perfect. Yeah.
Hey, over in Mission Control, Houston has a problem. And Captain Mike is on red winch alert.
The problem is that this is a good winch for lifting up the weight, but we don't know how good it's going to be at releasing the weight. And so you've got this big weight that's pulled up. You want it to release as fast as possible. If the winch isn't capable of that, we're going to have to pick something else.
To get maximum power from their wrecking ball, the team must pull it back as far as possible. For that, the Rocketmen will need to use a motor-powered winch. And for real pulverizing power, that winch will have to release the ball quickly. Too slow and the wrecking ball will just pat the wall instead of smash it.
To be able to physically swing this weight, you know, 3 or 4 tries and you're going to be done, I'm afraid. So we've got to have some sort of mechanical advantage to swing the weight.
With crisis looming, Jim dons his hunting helmet.
Hey!
And goes for the kill.
We hook this to the heavy weight with a quick release of some sort.
Expert Tim reckons the new winch will work, but Captain Mike isn't convinced.
Let's just do something else. This is taking way too long. We don't have the time.
We don't have anything else.
You're probably right. Darn it.
Without a motor to speed it up, the winch will be useless.
The lead motor.
Will this golf cart motor have the juice for the job?
Just touch it on there and see what happens.
In fact, will it give them any power at all?
We got absolutely nothing going on.
Rejected, the dead motor is cast aside. Despite their efforts, they're still without a winch, and the pressure is mounting.
Uh-huh.
Let's get it so we can take a wall down.
Yes.
Let's get something so we can compete.
Yes.
Okay?
Uh-huh. Yes.
The Miami gearheads have yet to start building, and with a dud hydraulic motor, they could be stuck for a while.
Without a winch for the wrecking ball machine, the Rocketmen are stuck in the launch pad. But expert Tim figures they can build their own motor-powered winch.
We've got a little wheel here that we can stick on, weld right onto this plate.
The gearhead's hydraulic motor refuses to start, so Frank tries gentle persuasion.
Now I'm getting violent. Go ahead, try.
Success! Time to test those hydraulics.
Who was that guy?
Stunned by his close encounter, right. Jim braces himself for action.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Let's huddle for a second.
To dangle their ball, the team must build a sturdy structure.
So we need a frame that we can weld down in place to attach everything else to.
So it's back on the scrounge for some heavy metal.
Man, this stuff is mega heavy.
While Jim gathers big iron, Tom picks something his own size.
Piece number one is going to go like this. There'll be a second part that's set further back in the bed that attaches to the first part as extra stability. And we'll hang our chains off of it, and we'll put the wrecking ball right in the middle.
Building a wrecking ball frame will be no mean feat. To support the ball, it'll have to be made of heavy iron, and lifting this massive structure into place will be a tough job. To make sure that the ball doesn't smash into the truck, the frame must be built out over the back. The Rocketmen must make sure they position it precisely, because if it leans too far, they'll run the risk of toppling the whole machine and wrecking their chances.
So you're comfortable with all your calculations here at this point?
We've got a few more to go, but yeah. So far, so good.
In Gearhead Central, Captain Milton is devising the seating plan.
This thing is noisy. Like, if we need to talk to you in the front, we have to do something about that. We're going to have to work some kind of hand signals to...
No, we're going to have to do...
Forward, because you're going forward, back, whatever. We have to
go in. The only hand signals you got to do to me is like this, like that, and that's it to stop. That's it. There's nothing else.
Basically, all of it is going to be done right from this control
area
right here. Who's going to be doing the controls?
Milton and Anthony.
Okay.
I'm going to be driving the truck.
How
do you like that? We always have a plan. I'll figure it out. And then our expert, Dan, is going to... We got to rig up a clutch because the truck doesn't have a clutch.
Right.
So he'll be riding there with a clutch. There's a lot of stuff that could go wrong. And we're just, you know, basically, I mean, we looked at it. We made it work. You know, to really be 100% sure, you would have to take the whole thing apart and rebuild it. Obviously, we're not going to do that.
Are you concerned about time at this point?
It is close, but I think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
Captain of the Rocketmen, howdy. I'm having one of my anxious moments.
I am too.
Are you? Oh, well, that actually reassures me in a strange and twisted way. We're quite a distressing proportion of the day along from
it
when
is.
We started.
It and sure is.
It's not looking like it's going to bash many things down quite yet, is it?
Not yet.
You've got this big structure that you've got to build mm-hmm. out of here, which is going to be... I mean, I've seen your diagrams on the board.
Yeah.
It's looking, you know, as
it's
we would expect.
Massive. It's massive.
It's massive. But it's... I mean, it all looks very carefully calculated, but then it's mm-hmm. actually a matter of turning that into something
into
on the back
reality,
of this truck.
Yeah.
So why are you worried?
Because we do have a lot to go, and we've only got like 4-ish hours or so to go.
Yeah.
But we'll make it, I think.
Pressing ahead, the frame begins to take shape.
Yeehaw!
This isn't rocket science. You got it? You want me to help you?
I got it, I think.
Yep.
Each strut is so heavy that it takes the whole team to lift it into position.
In?
Yep.
Okay.
Wow, time sure flies when you're building a demolition machine, doesn't it? 4 hours, teams. This is your 4-hour time check.
Time is slipping away for our finalists. Will the multi-pronged attack of the Miami gearheads ram them home to victory, or will the combined brains of NASA's finest mean the Rocketmen wreck their hopes?
Forging ahead, the Miami mechanics are arming their truck with some mean wall bashers.
Thank you.
the Miami Gearheads have made a lot of progress, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
And it's just an amazing looking machine, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a one of a kind.
Have you ever used anything like that in any of your demolition work?
No, but I guess we could have thought of it and given enough time. Or maybe given too little time.
And what about the Rocket Men? It looks like they've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, the Rocket Men have gotten behind. They found that the winch that they wanted doesn't work.
How is that going to affect their performance?
Right now, I'd like to take my bet that I had on the Rocket Men off and put it over to the Miami Gearheads.
That was quick. I haven't even asked you the question yet. You're already flip-flopping.
I don't want to lose my money here. I want to get my money over here.
What I thought we could do, possibly.
Feeling strong, the Rocket Men decide to lift their frame into position.
Some guys can lift, other guys can pull, and we can get it up to a reasonable level,
maybe. You got plenty of rope.
You guys ready to lift it? Let's do it.
As ready as we'll ever be, I'm afraid.
Okay.
But even the combined muscles of NASA's bravest haven't counted on something this heavy.
This is monstrous.
Had a hell of a conga line going here.
The team are running out of puff, and they just can't get it up. Beaten by their own creation, they'll have to think of something else.
But for the gearheads, it's all fun.
I love this tool. Okay, California style. We're going topless.
The first ever convertible demolition machine.
Right, hopefully it won't rain.
How about this engine? How's that looking?
It's all right. It's
How's
pretty
it
shady.
Really, really looking?
It's kind of shady.
Does shady mean going or not going? Or going a little bit, slightly erratically?
Probably going a little bit.
And you've got a bit of work to do on the clutch. Tell me about what you're going to do.
Well, the clutch, there was no clutch on the truck, so that's what Milton built here. He built like a whole lever system. Basically, it's going to be like a hand clutch.
The clutch is a mechanical switch connecting the engine to the drive shaft. When an engine is running, the flywheel spins all the time. So to stop a car without stopping the engine, the clutch disconnects the wheels from the motor. The clutch is normally controlled by hydraulic cylinders, but on this truck, they're stuck. So Captain Milton has bypassed them with a hand lever, which is a direct mechanical link from the clutch plates to the cab.
And brakes?
There is no brakes. We have the emergency brake.
You know we don't like that.
Yeah, we know that.
We get a little bit nervous about no brakes.
We are building a wrecking machine, not a working truck.
No need to panic, teams. There's still 2 hours. 2 hours? Whoa, panic! You've only got 2 hours left to build!
We should be done in about 10 minutes.
There's actually lots to do. The team are fitting a cylinder underneath the turntable. This should get those crucial bricks at the bottom of the wall.
That's it.
It's 14.5. We gotta put a point on it.
Yeah.
The Rocket Men have finally found a way to raise their frame.
Yeah.
With a little help from our forklift truck.
What are they doing?
Good enough. You see how this one's up and that one isn't?
But there's no time for chat.
Let's get the other ones and let's just tack them and move on to stuff that's more complicated.
Got it.
The team still have to strengthen their frame, attach the wrecking ball, and they haven't even started to build that winch.
The gearheads go for a final hydraulic test. Disaster! They've sprung a leak. What a bad omen for race day. Despite being habitués of hydraulics, the genial gearheads blow a gasket.
Right, hose here, and the other hose goes right here. That's it. We just move this hose here, and this one goes here. It reaches. You see what I mean? Look what I'm telling you, man.
It's suddenly all looking rather ugly, isn't it? Both sides.
Even for the gearheads?
Well, the gearheads were, until moments ago, supremely confident because the thwacker thing looks like it's working fine and the smacker's working well. But then they just tried the boomfer. The boomfer is leaking. Things are growing over in Rocket Men cab. if you have a structure hanging out at an angle like that,
yeah,
you need really substantial braces.
Yeah, and they don't have them.
When that's in action, and they've got not only that weight to support, but then the wrecking ball swinging out like that, I'm seeing the whole machine doing a bit of that.
The final countdown's begun, and the rocket men get started on their winch.
We got the motor. The motor turns. That provides the motive force for pulling up the...
Does it start?
Yes.
It's just a wheel hub welded to an old leaf blower motor. So why they've left it so late is anyone's guess.
Jim? What? You need, Phil, any need to weld the braces anymore before we put the weight on it?
No.
All right.
Given the go-ahead by Jim, Captain Mike hangs the ball.
Is that better?
Yep.
He's much slacker.
So sitting here looking at the view of your machine, are you looking at a Junkyard Wars Championship winning device?
Could easily be.
Really?
We have to hit the wall right, but if we hit the wall right, it ought to all fall down.
Well, the rocket men have some big problems. Their A-frame is really too far beyond the rear end of the truck, and when they swing the wrecking ball from the frame, it's going to cause the front end of the truck probably to come up and the rear end to dip down.
What about the Miami gearheads?
Well, they should jump out to an early lead. But if the hydraulics give out on them, then they just might bog down to the point of having to do repairs right there in the middle of the race and allow the rocket men to catch up. I think what's going to happen is that the rocket men are going to come in second. They're going to be losers. And their best chance is if the hydraulics for the gearheads breaks down.
Expert Dan is as confident as the judge.
You think we're forgetting something?
No.
Anthony, get over here. Anthony.
But Frank knows there's still work to do. With their leak under control, it's time to see if their truck actually moves. Milton's so relaxed, he's sticking on a styrofoam wrecking ball as a joke.
It's time to stop standing around and talking. You have 15 minutes to finish.
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
Where's that wall?
Most assuredly not.
It's all sweat with the rocket men as they work right up to the line.
While the gearheads can't resist showing off.
Tools down!
Tomorrow you'll be playing for this, the trophy, signifying excellence in making something out of nothing.
We did it.
Will the Miami Gearheads hydraulic monster thrown together from an old crane truck and a few chunks of iron develop a leak and grind to a halt?
The Rocket Men's wrecking ball machine and its massive iron frame look impressive, but will it topple the truck over before the wrecking ball has done any damage? Who will win that coveted trophy?
We've come to this abandoned Air Force base in the middle of the desert to give our demolition machines something to destroy.
As usual, we've given both teams an hour for tinkering. In red, the Miami Gearheads are putting the final touches to their hydraulic system. And Captain Milton gets to do the decorating.
No NASA.
Next door, the Rocket Men still haven't tested their homemade winch. Without it, their wrecking ball won't be doing very much wrecking.
Hello.
There we go.
How's she looking?
She's a beautiful machine and she's looking good.
How's it all holding to... I mean, it's staying up there, which is a good sign. Still feels slightly anxious standing underneath it.
What is this little faith we have here? Holy mackerel.
We're going to do everything we can with this machine to get that wall down first.
How's it looking over here?
Good.
You were having leaky hose problems yesterday with this ram. You've got new hoses on there now.
Yeah, I would replace them, so...
And have you tested this one to know that these ones aren't going to do the same?
Yes.
How confident are you of holding that trophy high at the end of the day?
We came here to take that trophy home. And we're going to take it.
But to smash all 9 panels, the Gearhead's hydraulics can't fail.
What do you like about the design?
It's very efficient for what we're going to do here. They've got 3 chances to knock the wall down. First one that the Gearheads are going to use is this stationary braced chunk of steel that you see here with the spikes on it. They can move this into the wall by turning the entire truck turntable. This is an arm that will swing against the wall this way, and it's controlled by a hydraulic that is underneath here, Tyler.
Okay.
And the third hydraulic is down here, and it is a ram which will be pushing on the lowest end of the wall. The wall is not nearly as tough as this equipment, and if the equipment does not collapse, the wall will.
So overall, your impressions are?
There's nothing wrong with their theory. The only question is, will their hydraulics really hold up?
Okay, let's see what the rocket men have in store for us.
Okay.
What do you think of this whole setup right here?
The rocket men have a simple machine here. And sometimes simple machines can really outdo fancy machines. It shouldn't break down. So what we might have is a test of endurance rather than speed.
So the Junkyard Championship comes down to this. The Rocket Men's wrecking ball machine versus the Miami Gearhead's outlandish hydraulic basher.
Rocket Men!
Yeah!
Miami Gearheads!
Yeah!
This is it! Are you ready?
Yeah!
Then go!
The first strike is a very experimental thing. You just want to find out what the wall is going to react to what you're putting against it.
Okay, you ready to make it run?
Ready.
Rocket Man Tom is trying to start the winch, but Jim's got another idea.
Hey, let's bang on it while they're getting that going. Ready?
Ready.
One, two, three.
All right, try that.
That winch doesn't look great.
And on the other wall, Frank's a little stressed.
No! We're not ready yet! Go back the other way!
Dan, you're doing it wrong, buddy.
I can't.
You're doing it wrong.
Hold it there.
There's not enough power at the end of that arm.
But what's happened to the rocket men?
Have we got problems here? We got problems.
We haven't yet gotten the windlass going. We're still working on it.
Well, you're actually trying to get the winch
to start help pulling it back. If we need to, we're going to start doing it by hand, but we'll give it a few minutes to see if this works,
because
this will be better.
The hand taps that there weren't terribly effective, weren't they?
On the other side, the gearheads are lined up for some serious damage.
There is indisputably sky visible on the other side of that wall now.
That's it, Milton, that's it.
Ready? It's all yours.
It's make or break for the Rocket Men's winch.
It ain't got enough power to do what we want to do. So we're going to have to do it
by hand.
We have to do it by hand.
One, two, three.
There we
go.
Oh, gentle tap. Come on, Rocket Men, hit it.
Reduced to baby bashes, the Rocket Men are in serious trouble as the gearheads take the lead.
Landing it down.
Come on, baby.
Okay, Mike, be very careful.
Come on, I need that number 7.
Clear.
Now. Yeah, do it again.
Oh!
Yeah.
Ah! We're through! Kathy to Tyler.
Yeah, Kathy, what's going on with the Rocket Men?
As you can probably see, there's a somewhat terrifying maneuver which involves some very scary driving by Jim.
Here we go.
There's a big hole in that wall, and I think this could be the way to go for them.
Oh, look at the hole.
Look at the hole at the top.
Yeah, all right. With our device we did that? Holy moly.
Whoa, they're making some serious damage there.
Oh, my God.
Is there any chance that the Rocket Men are going to try and fix that winch?
I don't think they've got much interest in their winch anymore.
Look out!
Yes, Jimmy!
When in doubt, use brute force.
I'm certainly glad I don't own that truck, guys.
Exactly.
It's sort of Woody Woodpecker versus Goliath at this point.
Two panels down, and the Rocket Men are in the lead. But the gearheads have hydraulic problems and have yet to flatten even a single panel.
Hydraulics, not always the most reliable way to go.
That's true.
Frank's doing the best he can, but it's just not good enough.
Why can't you use the bottom ram at the same time?
It really won't do nothing.
Really? Have you tried it and it's just not making it?
We're really demolishing the wall. If we start driving into it, we're going to knock it down. Get off the truck! with the truck, man. Forget this.
Kathy, just wondering, what is the attitude level over there with the Miami gearheads?
Let me just say, I'm clearing out of the way because I think that they're going for a similar strategy as the Rocketmen.
This is just becoming demolition derby.
Oh, my word!
I think they've abandoned hydraulics at this moment.
What a surprise! Junkyard Wars has descended into mayhem.
This is every boy's dream! The gearheads are actually now dragging one of what was their bashing device along the floor with them.
Can we get this up and get the chain on it? That's it. Let go.
Let it go.
That's it.
Oh no, Frank can't restart the engine.
Whoops. That's what happens when you deal with junk.
Get off, get off. Get off.
It's time for some emergency repairs. Each team has crushed four panels, and the Rocketmen are about to retake the lead.
It's like he's done this before, isn't it?
The Rocketmen are making some progress. What's going on with the gearheads?
We've got engine problem here. All we know is that it's an electrical fault, which is why it keeps shorting out in the way that it does.
Is there anything they can do about it?
They've got their best men on the job.
Wire cutter!
On the other wall, Jim's enjoying the ultimate joyride.
Hey, buddy!
Oh no! They're stuck as well! Jim's done it now.
There's terrible problems with both machines. Stick.
Get some bricks, we gotta get it down.
Okay.
Kathy to Tomila.
Yeah, Kathy, go ahead.
Just to keep you updated on what's happening over here with the Rocketmen, the tyres are spinning in the background. They're actually wedged on the wall, and so they're trying to pull it out, but the tyres are just spinning.
And on the other side, the gearheads still can't restart their engine.
Well, we're almost exactly halfway through and it could hardly be more neck and neck, but there's terrible problems with both machines.
Both machines are back up and bashing, and it's anyone's game.
Oh, a nice hit for the gearheads.
Come on, another one's in.
Clear.
Tyler, we try and learn about hydraulics, we try and learn about winches, and what do we get?
We get in your face, get out of my way.
I'm knocking this wall down one way or the other.
You're not wrong. Oh! Oh, there goes the last column. Now, the Miami gearheads have actually made serious impression on all of their walls, but they've got a big cleanup operation to do with lots of low-down bricks, which could be tricky for them.
The gearheads seem to be in some trouble. Disaster!
Yeah, I can fix it, but I need to weld it.
Dan, I need a hammer.
Just to let you know that Miami gearheads, there's quite a lot of unhappiness in the camp.
Let's hammer.
What's hammer? Hey, Jim, play it conservative. They're broken.
But Jim's not in the mood.
Just very quickly, tell me what it is that you're actually doing under there.
We're trying to weld our drive shaft back here. The drive shaft broke apart.
Oh, the drive? It was actually the drive shaft.
Ow.
With no drive shaft, this truck's going nowhere.
Something that's fixable. Whether we got time to fix it's another thing, but it is fixable.
The gearheads have only a few bricks left, but the Rocketmen are catching up.
Clear!
Clear!
Good job! Good job!
The gearheads are only a few bricks from victory, but it looks like the Rocketmen will steal the trophy.
Whoa, these guys are getting serious now, Ron.
One to go, Jim.
Come on, baby.
Clear!
Time is of the essence for the Rocketmen, and they're not taking any prisoners. Whoa!
That's it. Gear machines.
The gearheads are back in business. This one's going right to the line. Rocketmen are stuck again.
Where?
Frank's desperate to find the last bricks.
Stick it with a big one. Tom Chandler, big one now.
It is so close.
All right, we get it. Go.
This could be the last bricks for the Miami gearheads if they hit these ones out. And I think
got it, Jim. They got it.
Well done.
Man, we almost did it. We almost got it.
Right.
Oh, man.
That was real close, fellas. Let's go shake their hands.
One thing this does show, Tyler, wrecking is a lot harder than people think it is.
Amen to that, brother.
Good job, Gary.
Good job. Good job, Gary.
Great job. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting it.
So now it's time to hand out all the shiny bits. And we're going to start with our runners-up, the Rocket Man,
Tim!
Yeah. Tim! And it's Tom! Yeah. And it's Jim!
Yeah. Gotcha.
And he runs the ship, it's Mike! Yeah. They would not be denied. The Miami Gearheads! Yeah. And we start with our expert, Dan! Yeah. The man of quiet confidence, Anthony! Yeah. Get out of my way, it's Frank! Yeah. The captain, Milton! Yeah. To our winners, the Miami Gearheads!
More of the same from 9 tonight as Science Night kicks off with the Thunder Races, turning old runabouts into supercharged monsters.